This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A Bergen County man is suing the New Jersey Secretary of State for requiring people who run for public office to swear a religious oath. James Tosone of Washington Township is suing to prohibit Tehisha Way's office from making candidates swear, "So help me God." And James joins us on the record on WCBS. Good to talk with you, James. Now, I understand you'd like to run for Congress next year, but this "So help me God" requirement is stopping you?
Yes, it's relatively straightforward. The Constitution says no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office of the United States. But the affidavit that all candidates must sign to appear on the ballot in New Jersey includes the religious phrase, "So help me God." We're simply asking the state to follow the Constitution by having available a candidate form that has a secular affirmation in place of the religious oath.
I've seen you described as a non-theist. I've heard of atheists. I've heard of agnostics. What is a non-theist?
The terms are definitionally the same. But what I have found is that people are more willing to engage in open-minded, civil conversations when I use the term non-theist instead.
Now, you have run for office, I believe, 3 times before in New Jersey, and you turned in the required petitions each time. What has changed? What's different now?
At the time, I was focused on the intent of the affidavit, which was a promise to uphold the U.S. and the New Jersey constitutions. And I wasn't focused as much on the phrase just before the signature. It was only when I was considering running subsequent to those other 3 runs that I realized this wasn't right, because it violated, ironically, the promise to uphold the U.S. and the New Jersey constitutions. And so I felt at that point it was prudent to reach out to them and see if they could make a public accommodation that would be consistent with the Constitution.
You are suing Tehisha Way, who is both Secretary of State and Lieutenant Governor in New Jersey. Why target her and her office?
I think that's a question best answered by the lawyers. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know the specific details about which individuals in the state government that should be the targets of the complaint.
Do you believe that the Secretary of State has the authority to simply change the form and remove the "So help me God" part?
Again, that's really a question for the lawyers. My hope is that she does and that she will.
You and your team have reached out to Tehisha Way's office. Have you heard back from them?
We made several attempts over the course of the years to have the state provide such a form, but to no avail. And so this was really what we felt was the only way to get their attention and their response. They simply, other than at first the Division of Elections telling me that it was not within their power to change the form, every subsequent attempt to find some accommodation with them was met by no response from any of the officials that we reached out to.
What is the goal with this lawsuit, James? What's the outcome that you're looking for here?
I'm simply looking for a candidate affidavit that I can sign that does not conflict with my beliefs.
I know there are people who are listening to this right now, and they're saying, come on, James, if you want to run, just sign the form. No one pays any attention to that so help me God line. How would you answer that?
I can understand why they have that perspective, but we live in a time where people are not taking seriously the Constitution and the rule of law. And I think if anyone should be held to a high standard for following both of those, it's those state officials who have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution and the rule of law. And that's why I'm hoping that they will do so and that this can be resolved easily and quickly.
And so to put a bow on this, you see it simply as the separation of church and state, a church and state issue, correct?
Well, there are many aspects to the separation of church and state issue that have a variety of different ways that that can be interpreted. But in this case, the Constitution is absolutely clear and specific in the case of the no religious test for public office. And that's the specific issue I'm focusing on here.
All right. This is a fascinating discussion. He says those four words, so help me God, stop him for running for office in the state of New Jersey. James Tosone of Washington Township, Bergen County. James, thank you for talking with us. We appreciate it.
It was my pleasure, Steve.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.